Hello. They banned the app that changed my life. But stuff still happened. So what's up? I don't actually have like a fully structured thing today. I'm just gonna yap. I started on TikTok several years ago posting random crap for no reason. It was the pandemic. We were all going crazy. Eventually I posted a friggin' cum joke and that's what went viral for me first and got me any sort of audience. That tracks, it really does. From there, I was just posting random stuff. I was just memeing and doing random series. I originally was doing a couple of series. One was, I'm the new god, and here's all the decrees I'm making. And the other was my guide for men on how to interact with women. Way back when I had a fake conversation where I literally used an object as a stand-in for a woman, as that's the joke, because I was also saying don't objectify women. Anyway, moving on. I eventually started a blog called What's Going On, with a period. More of a statement of like a what's going on. This blog was just a place for me to vent a little bit. here's some stuff I'm reading and here's what I have to say about it. And eventually I started just also posting videos of the same format. And now we're here. In that span of time, I left my career and did this full time, which was huge for me because I've spent pretty much my entire life being as safe as possible and finally took a chance on myself to do this. And was it a financially sound decision? No, but I'm much happier now. And so eventually I settled on Stuff Keeps Happening as the name of my show, and I've been doing a lot of that and all the while building a whole bunch of other stuff, like my community on Discord and my stream and everything else that I've been working on. I'm literally building games right now. I have no shortage of things that I am more than excited to be able to do. I, of course, have limited time and energy, but that's not going to stop me from trying to do everything I possibly can to bring a smile to your face. I know a lot of people know me as like a newsboy, right? But that's not really my passion. I just have a lot of things to say about stuff. It's why I don't say that I'm a journalist, and it's why I don't say that I'm an activist, because I highly respect people who are really, really talented journalists and activists, and I just don't count myself among them. I just appreciate them deeply, because I far more see myself as just an entertainer and maybe an educator, and I just want to make people have an easier time. That's all I think I want to do with my life, you know? I've always been at my happiest when I can make other people feel better. Although he kind of super sucks now, a quote from someone who I used to really look up to, John Cleese, is something that sits in my head, which is, paraphrasing, there's never not a good time for comedy. He went on to say that, like, even in the darkest of times, you could be at a funeral. But if you crack a joke, that means that there's still some humanity there. And while, yes, there's some situations where maybe don't crack a joke, I do think it's important to remember that we can always connect on comedy. We can always find some way to laugh about something. And that's deeply necessary in a world where there's not a lot to be happy about. Things aren't going particularly well for the people of the United States and a lot of the world, honestly, but we know it. And at least we're talking, and at least we have each other. Does that make everything better? No. But it does give us something. It does give us something to hold on to besides just spiraling and feeling completely hopeless, which we do still do. But if that's all we had, if we didn't have the occasional laugh, if we didn't have the occasional smile, if we didn't embrace the absurdity and accept that things are whack, but at least we can laugh a bit, I wouldn't be here. Let's just leave it at that. And I don't mean here as in an app or video. I mean here. As of right now, here is what we know about the state of play for TikTok and a few other upcoming events. The TikTok ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court unanimously. Joe Biden said he's not going to enforce it. He's going to let Trump deal with it. And Trump likes TikTok now because he got kind of popular on it. And so that makes him happy about it. Never mind his entire ethos. He likes it now. But what does that mean? Like, when has depending on Trump to pull through to do something helpful ever worked? But based on things right now, we are expecting TikTok to go dark on Sunday for all users in the US, period. That may not happen. There may be some change, but that's all we have to go off of right now. And so, as far as I'm concerned, that's how I'm operating. I also think, and this is just purely my opinion, I think that regardless of if TikTok is saved right now, this is the functional end of TikTok culturally in America. Best case scenario, it gets saved in air quotes, and is radically different, is moderated differently, it has a different owner, the vibes aren't the same. I don't see any other way but being on life support in the future. But I hope I'm wrong. I would very much like to be wrong. What's very unfortunate is that there are swaths of Americans who have never even taken a second to look at TikTok, who think that they know everything there is to know about it and truly believe that the app is a meaningless void that has no value. Instead of, you know, being used by 170 million Americans and producing income for like 7 million small businesses and creators to the tune of like over $10 billion a year. Now, also TikTok sucks. Like, it's a bad app, and algorithmic social media is bad in general for people's brains and whatnot. And also, it is helping a lot of people and connecting a lot of people for the good that it does do. And banning it is bad policy, and we know that, but it doesn't matter. It's not about privacy. It's about business and global posturing. Trump steps into the Oval Office on Monday, which is also MLK Day. Wow. And also, they've moved his inauguration into the Capitol Rotunda, so all the people who have traveled to DC to watch the inauguration live are going to have to watch from the Capitol One Arena on a TV screen. They're not particularly thrilled. He's been telling big stories about all the things he's going to do on his first day in office, and that our heads are going to spin, and he's going to do all these executive orders and whatnot. But of course, it's Trump, so every single thing he's ever said has been hedged. So it's always, we'll see what I do, or you're going to be shocked by what I do, or I'll have to take a look at it, or I'll think about that and we'll see what happens. Like, that's not a statement of what's going to happen. That's not telling anybody what your policies are. That's just waiting until the last second to make a snap decision that serves you best. So while there is absolutely reason to be concerned deeply about the incoming administration, keep your wits about you. Remember that they're going to do everything they can to inundate you with so much chaos that you cannot separate signal from noise. And so let me say this, and this goes out mostly to the folks on TikTok who watch me, but this goes to everyone. If you've never taken anything else away from me, let it be this. I frequently get comments from people saying that they would never have known about something going on unless they got it through TikTok or wherever they were seeing it. It's always whatever app they were on. They're like, I would never have known this without this app. I am not magic. I do not reach into the ether to pull out the headlines. I just read the news. If nothing else, I recommend once a day, once a week, something like that. Just go to apnews.com. and check out what's on their front page. AP News, the Associated Press, they are not perfect, but they are generally fact-based reporting and usually have whatever's the most important thing right up top. Many, many news organizations just take what the AP posts and either directly reposts it or just rewrites it. So if I am ever wondering, like, what is the latest on a given important situation nationally and globally, I will literally just go to apnews.com as my first source to then figure out, do I need to be concerned about this and where can I get more information? It is not my only source, it is just one, but it's the one that I tend to go to for casually being like, is anything going on? They will usually have quick and easy to digest information about current events quickly. From there, if you are inclined, dig deeper. Google things. It's not hard, but please don't believe that you have no other way to get information. That is learned helplessness, and it only benefits the people who are at the top who are wanting you to never learn more. Unfortunately, it does take effort, but that's life, baby! My plans moving forward are to lean further into longer form content, both on YouTube and Twitch and podcasts and whatnot. I also have my newsletter, which is completely free. You can sign up for that. There is a paid tier if you want to support me, but it's free. And I'll just keep posting to every platform that I'm on as long as I can, because that's what I do, and I need to have some sort of income, so yay. But for real, thank you all so very, very much. I still think this is just the beginning for me, so I got a lot I want to do. So take care, be well, and I'll see you soon.